The restaurant industry has been fighting for survival over the last 2 years, and our greatest resource in this fight has been our people. The men and women who have poured, served, seated, greeted, and worked tirelessly to keep our industry going. Yelp for Restaurants believes now is the perfect time to recognize their efforts and give back to those that have given us so much with the creation of the Servies, a first-of-its-kind set of awards celebrating front-of-house workers. Winners receive a beautifully designed Servies trophy, a free pair of snib shoes, and a $3,000 tip. That's right. $3,000 in their pocket. Know someone deserving of a Servies award? Maybe they work at your restaurant. Visit theservies.com today and nominate them for a chance to win. Let's support the service industry together. Do so by nominating someone today. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and a U.S. resident. 8 nominated contest winners will receive a prize of $3,000. Nominations must be submitted between August 3rd, 2022 and August 24th, 2022. See official rules available at theservies.com. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coble, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. We're taking a slight detour this season, and together with the professor of profitability, David Scott Peters, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by the most profitable restaurant brands to help you make more money. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today we're talking about how to stop throwing your profitability to luck.
Yeah. Isn't that good, right? Dumbass luck.
I mean, technically, that is exactly how it reads, is to dumbass luck. But it's 100%. I think that there's a lot of optimism that goes into building a restaurant. 9 times out of 10, we're opening a restaurant in the space that is a failed restaurant concept, hoping and believing that through luck and hard work that we'll succeed where someone else failed.
And some people do. Some people have incredible luck. But the truth of the matter is, I'm going to take us back to the beginning. And that is, you've got to have the two most important systems any restaurant should have, budgets and recipe cards. But I really want to focus backwards on recipe cards. So we talked about this. We talked about software. We talked about how important it is to have recipes. But I want you to think about it this way. If we get on a discovery call and we're talking about your restaurant, you go, I don't know why I'm not making the money I deserve. And I go, do you have recipe costing cards? You say no. Then you are throwing your restaurant's profitability dumbass luck. How can you not know what every item on your menu costs you to make money? Like if you say, I generally know what the protein costs, I generally know what the side is, then you generally ain't making money. We are an industry of pennies, not dollars. And so I really wanted to bring this back to, I don't want us to forget about budgets, and I don't, more importantly, want us to forget about recipe cards. You cannot know what your profitability could or should be if you don't know what the products you are selling cost you. So you know what you should be selling, not only at price, but what you should be promoting to your guests that you can actually influence and change your bottom line. It is critical. You run a restaurant and don't know and don't have accurate, up-to-date recipe costing cards, you are with 100% certainty throwing your profitability to dumbass luck.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I think that high level, the conversation that we're having here is, what do restaurateurs do versus what does a low level restaurant manager do? I think that so many of us are afraid to get out of the weeds, to stop touching tables, and to really focus on owning that business, right? And running it from the perspective of an owner instead of a restaurant manager. We are not managing processes here. We are building processes here. And so for all of those out there that wonder, what would I do if I wasn't washing dishes right now? Everything that you've discussed in the last month is exactly where your focus should be.
Yep. You need to become the leader your restaurant needs. And that is work on budgets. It's work on marketing. It is leading the team. It is holding managers accountable. It's leading your business forward. It doesn't mean that you won't know what food cost is. It doesn't mean you won't know what labor cost is. It doesn't mean you won't know your service process and whether prep is getting done and so on, but you're managing a system. You're teaching them your system, your process, your way. You're teaching them what their job is, how to do it, how well it should be done, more importantly, by when, and you're holding them accountable to that. That is why chain restaurants kick our ass. There is a system, a process, a way. There's a manager training it. There's a manager making sure it's in place. They are making sure those processes are getting done, which means it is not dependent on you being in the building. It's dependent on you ensuring the process is working, that your managers are using those damn systems you put in place to run a profitable, wonderful business.
The last thing that I'll say, I say it on the first coaching call for every new client I bring on. Every problem you're experiencing in your restaurant today is a solved problem. Jesus ate at restaurants. I mean, restaurants have been around for thousands of years. So all of those insurmountable obstacles that are in front of you today, someone else has already figured out the solution to. You just need to go from trying to solve the problem yourself to trying to find an existing solution that works within the confines of your business.
Amen. Couldn't have said it any better. And that's where we talk about restaurant prosperity formula that the most successful restaurant owners I've worked with know they don't know what they don't know, and they're willing to go find it, learn it, and share it with their management team. And that is dead on. I always tell people, like, oh, David, oh, you're the expert. Sometimes I'll put a post up on Facebook and we'll get one of those mean, nasty, negative thought process trolls. Oh, this guy knows everything. Literally got one of those the other day. I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't know everything. I learn every single day. The idea is that you keep building upon learning new experiences from your mistakes or someone else's. And that's where you and I as coaches come in. Like, we've already made the mistakes that cost people money. Just do this. If you can trust the process, you can speed up your journey through the hard times and not make the same dumbass mistakes we did. Because that's the truth of the matter is, Josh, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm not. I've just stepped on every landmine and blown off every limb. I just give you a map that goes, don't do that. Here's the path around that mistake. And I think that's a great lesson for people to remember. It's you're always learning.
You're always going to pay. You're either going to pay with time or you're going to pay with money.
Amen.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.